So this week on The Valley, holy shit. What an explosive episode. Jax is out of rehab, and any idea that he might have learnt something or changed in any way was blown out of the water within the first couple of minutes.
Yeah.
I am just, I don't know, I'm torn. I was thinking with this show that it was getting borderline inappropriate, that Bravo should have been stepping in, that we were platforming this guy. But I've been having a think about it, and yes, he's getting a platform, but it's not helping him. If anything, it's helping Brittany's cause. He's so bad, but she is also one up. She's had him served in this episode. You know, she's not taking it anymore. His behavior is being highlighted, but not in a way that's glorifying it. If anything, it's showing just how bad a person he is, and hopefully this is it for him. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know we talked about it the other day. Yeah.
I think that Jax is from the Kardashian school of publicity, where anything is good publicity. It doesn't matter, good or bad. And as long as his face is on that screen and he is getting a paycheck, and I believe that that behavior should not be encouraged in the form of being paid for it.
Yeah.
It is helping a new cause, and it might help other women to be like, do you know what? She's strong. She left him. I like that. But I don't think there's people that have been dismissed from Bravo for much less. The fact that he was on Watch What Happens Live this week, and I didn't want to watch it, but I did because research, but he's on there and Andy's like given him the floor and he's like, I'm so sorry, and done this big heartfelt apology. But then he's crossed over to Tom and asked him questions, and Tom's like, I don't think he's changed all that much. He's sober now.
Yeah.
But it's the same old Jax. Apologises, eats his words, I shouldn't have done it, apologies for Brittany, this and that. If you give him another season, it will be the same thing. And he is saying he's got issues. Get him off the show. Get him off TV. Let him deal with those issues. It's not really fair on him to keep peddling him out, because if he does have issues, we're playing on someone's mental health. Secondly, it's not nice to watch.
No. No. I really liked that Tom Schwartz was really honest about the fact that there's really been no personal growth with this guy. And I loved that they chose – see, I think it was quite strategic of them. I think that Bravo and Watch What Happens Live and Andy Cohen, they knew that it wasn't a popular thing to put Jax on there. But by putting up polls with people having to say Team Jax, Team Brittany, they know how unpopular he is. And it kind of put it in front of him. Like, I know you're saying that no publicity is bad publicity, but having to sit there in that chair and see a result from the audience that every single person is on Britney's side, he needs to see that. He needs that reality check. I think that was strategic.
But again, in the same light, if Jax really gets down and depressed about everyone in the world hates me and I'm the worst person, it's on Bravo. I don't think it's a good look that someone who is really having some like, I don't like Jax. I don't think anything he does is right. I don't think it's right. But I don't think he should be on TV. Yeah. And getting him on TV for ratings to show him just how bad he is and drive it home, it's like, doesn't sit with me.
Yeah, it's not a good look. Also, what's not a good look is the cast members just giving him so much leniency. It was quite shocking to see them sort of pandering to him and being really gentle with him. Zach being the only exception, Zach and Kristen. Kristen's trying to hold him accountable, but Zach in that kitchen where, you know, he was confronting Jax and Jax wanted to talk to Brittany and Brittany doesn't want to talk to him, which is fair enough.
Yeah. I think that Kristen's good too, how she wants the best for Jax. You can see that she's like, be better, and she's trying to help him. The others are encouraging him. The Janets who are trying to, and the Jasons who are trying to deflect and go, well, Danny's just as bad. No, he's not. You cannot compare those two at all. The whole drinking issue around Danny is giving me the shits. And then she's like, oh, you called me a snake because you were drunk. Listen, I am sitting here 100% sober and I don't even know this woman. And she is a snake. She's awful. But every show needs a villain. And I think without her, I don't know, it won't sit. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't work. So it is good that she's on there. But yeah, Jason is being a dick in it. I think having Tom in it, I'm actually not minding. I know the other day I said I didn't want Tom.
I think he brings a good energy, and I feel like he is maturing in a way that we had wanted other people from Vanderpump Rules to mature, and I'm enjoying him. And yeah, I really.
Yeah, better than the Sheena and the Lala. I watched the after show, which is now streaming on Hey You. So there was one episode that I've watched this morning, and it had Lala on there and Sheena. Again, I don't think that's necessary. I don't need their feedback into this show. I was happy to see Tom on there, though. So it's weird.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.